Mr. Vice President, Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like first to begin by thanking High Commissioner for his opening remarks, as well as other reflections he has provided on the current challenges and the operating environment of the UNHCR. In addition to the European Union statement, I would like to use this opportunity to briefly contribute some of our national comments. Protection of vulnerable groups, especially refugees, is in the center of Slovenia's humanitarian action. Over the past few years, we have provided humanitarian assistance for refugees through various international organizations, including the UNHCR. Slovenia is very concerned about the devastating humanitarian situation affecting over 18 million people in Afghanistan and neighboring countries. The humanitarian needs are growing rapidly, and the dire situation of the most vulnerable people is of our utmost concern. In these grave circumstances, it is imperative to strive for a principled and effective humanitarian action. Recently, at the high-level meeting for Afghanistan, we pledged a contribution for Afghan people through the UNHCR as well. This year, Slovenian contributions focused also on displaced persons from Syria, Yemen, and Palestine, and on Venezuelan refugees and migrants in Brazil. Additionally, Slovenia is currently implementing two humanitarian projects in Lebanon, providing comprehensive assistance for Syrian refugees, victims of gender-based violence, both implemented by NGOs. At home, in Slovenia, special attention is devoted to the integration of refugee children into the Slovenian school system. They have the right to enroll in schools under the same conditions as Slovenian citizens. Mr. Chair, during the Slovenian EU Council presidency, we are also focusing our attention on the humanitarian needs of vulnerable groups, including forcibly displaced persons. We highlight this issue in discussions of the COHAFA Working Party and lead dialogue with member states and relevant international organizations. We consider that access to water, one of our presidency's priorities, is one of the key elements of social and economic resilience. In this light, we would like to underline the importance of the UNHCR WASH activities, including the guidelines and the manual. Let me also stress that the instrumentalization of migrants and refugees by states is unacceptable. We condemn any attempts to instrumentalize migrants and refugees by orchestrating their flow across EU external borders for political reasons. Mr. Chair, we see the cooperation with international organizations, UNHCR in particular, as key in optimizing efforts and maximizing synergies, especially in tackling the root causes of forced displacement. In this context, it is essential to further enhance the synergies and coordination between state actors and international organizations on the ground. It is of utmost importance that we create safe legal pathways for those who need protection. Positive outcomes can only be secured through multilateral cooperation and mutually beneficial partnerships among all stakeholders. I thank you.